Last year, he became the first amputee to compete in a sprint at the Olympic Games. He carried the flag for South Africa at the closing ceremony and then at the opening of the Paralympics 2 weeks later. Now, the South African sprinter, Oscar Pistorius, is in jail charged with the murder of his girlfriend, the model Reeva Steenkamp. The circumstances surrounding the shooting death are hazy, but it has shocked South Africa and the sporting world. Timothy McDonald reports.
Oscar Pistorius, what been written and said about this man, and he's achieved a lot.
It was one of those rare stories that somehow transcends sport. Everyone loves to see an underdog overcome adversity, and Oscar Pistorius certainly did that. He was born without shins and had both legs amputated below the knees when he was 11 months old. But he never let it slow him down.
My mother said to us in the morning, Cole, who's my brother, she said, you know, Cole, you put on your shoes and Oscar, you put on your prosthetic legs and that's the last I want to hear about it. So I grew up not really thinking I had a disability. I grew up thinking I had different shoes.
He won 6 Paralympic gold medals over 2 games and qualified for the 2012 Olympics. ABC grandstand commentator Quentin Hull says he was an inspiration to his peers.
He was also a Paralympian that inspired other Paralympians because of the way that he was determined to have no boundaries over his athletic performance. He had to fight very hard to try and compete at the Olympics. He did try to compete at the Beijing Olympics without success, but finally fulfilled those dreams in London. It's such a unique case that I think so many see Paralympic athletes as personal inspirations, but this is a guy who was looked up to by his peers.
Although his mere presence at the Olympics was a huge achievement, he wasn't fortunate enough to win a medal.
Jonathan Borlase's gone past Pistorius.
He finished 8th in the 400 metres, and in the controversial first semi-final of the 400-metre relay, a teammate fell and was injured before Pistorius even got the chance to run the third leg. The team was eventually cleared to run in the final, but finished 8th. Still, it made him a huge figure internationally, but especially in South Africa. Quentin Hull says his hero status makes the latest news all the more shocking.
He was a Paralympian, he was an Olympian, but he was just an amazing human. People looked at him, you know, from the medical fraternity as well as what can be done with the advancements in technology of prosthetic limbs. He really did cover a lot of bases in society, and that's why the whole world's looking at this story with shock.
Police in South Africa arrested him after a neighbour reported gunshots inside the gated community where he lives. When they arrived, the authorities found the body of his model girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. She'd suffered gunshot wounds to the head and hand. Police say the pistol used was registered to Pistorius and that he's the only suspect. Police spokeswoman Denise Bjerkus moved to hose down media reports that Reeva Steenkamp may have been mistaken for a burglar.
Obviously, our forensic investigation is still ongoing. We're not sure where this report came from. It definitely didn't come from the South African Police Service.
Pistorius's complex is surrounded by a 3-metre-high wall and an electric fence. South Africa has a high rate of violent crime, and many homeowners have weapons to defend themselves against intruders. But police hinted that the crime might be of a different nature.
I can confirm that there has previously been incidents at the home of Mr. Oscar Pistorius. I'm not going to elaborate on that. There have previously been incidents of allegations of domestic nature.
Reeva Steenkamp's uncle, Mike Steenkamp, says it's a devastating blow for the family.
It was such a devastating shock that her whole life of what she could achieve never came to fulfillment. And I just say she's with the angels, and that's about all I can say to you folks.
It's also a shock to South Africans who have come to see Pistorius as an inspiration and a sporting hero.
And it's really, really shocking because he's such a talented guy and his whole career is basically ruined right now.
There's a lot of speculation out there. We just have to wait for what comes out from the police and the finance. I mean, anybody can say he's wrong. He didn't deserve to do it. He deserved to do it. Didn't deserve. I don't know what the hell is going on here.
No, I think it's real sad. I don't think we should judge the guy. We don't know what happened. And I'll be praying for him and his family.
Already, the alleged crime has started to affect sponsorship deals. Nike quietly pulled an ad from its website featuring Pistorius and the words, "I am the bullet in the chamber."
That's Timothy McDonald with that report.